Proclamation number 7546 of 12th of March, 1960. Understanding God's incarnation. You should mention every teaching which comes to you from above about the problem of my human manifestation in Jesus, for they will always contribute towards giving light to the human being who longs for light. Precisely this problem is much disputed, and even if people want to accept the existence of the man Jesus, they are nevertheless not aware of his actual mission, and they cannot understand that I myself walked across earth in the man Jesus. But it is of great importance to acknowledge me myself in him, because the redemption of every individual person depends on it. The beings which once detached themselves from me in arrogance, which did not want to acknowledge me as their Lord and therefore fell abysmally, absolutely have to take the path of return to me, and this includes that they acknowledge me as their God and Creator, as their Father of eternity. I died for this great sin of the former apostasy from me in the man Jesus on the cross. Thus I redeemed the great sin through my suffering and death. But this also includes the complete return of will to me, which therefore also requires an acknowledgement of me. An acknowledgement of the man Jesus as God's Son, in whom the eternal deity himself embodied himself, so that Jesus Christ must therefore be acknowledged as God and the human being must turn to him in order to thereby also prove the acknowledgement of myself. It is difficult to make this problem comprehensible to the human being, but as soon as he knows about the aim of all people on earth, that the soul has to spiritualize itself in order to accept the original being again, then it is also possible to understand that the human being Jesus had spiritualized himself in such a way that Roman 1, as the eternal love, could take abode in him, that his original nature thus completely corresponded to mine, that we were no longer two but one, and thus I myself accomplished the act of salvation which ended with the most painful death on the cross. I am a spirit who fills the whole universe. I cannot be personified as a limited form as you imagine, but I was able to take a form as my abode. I was able to radiate this form fully and completely with my spirit, and then this form also had to be me myself. It was only the outer shell of a human being, but what was in this outer shell was divine spirit, that was I myself from eternity. Again and again this teaching shall be brought to people, for again and again I try to guide people into truth through my word, to give them full understanding for the greatest mystery, for my incarnation in Jesus, so that you will learn to recognize why Jesus Christ has to be acknowledged, why you should call upon him and then only ever call upon me myself. As long as you humans lack this understanding, you will also have a certain indifference towards Jesus Christ, because you only ever look at the work of the man Jesus but cannot find a spiritual connection which is the basis of his mission on earth. But you humans were the reason for this act of salvation. You humans caused Jesus' descent. Your original sin was the motive for my incarnation in Jesus. For only I myself was able to redeem this original sin, because it was too great for you to have been able to pay it off yourselves, even if it had been your will. And I had to use a human shell to do so. A shell which was able to suffer and die like any other human being, but which, by virtue of the Spirit of God sheltering within it, was able to endure unusual suffering which any other human being would have succumbed to prematurely. So I myself took on such a cover and became a human being, but the human being who served me as a cover was God at the same time, for only the outer cover was matter, but what this cover contained was spirit in all fullness, for my spirit permeated everything in him, his body and his soul. Because the human being Jesus had prepared himself such that I could take abode in him. Nevertheless, he died as a human being on the cross, he bore immense suffering which I allowed to suffice as a sacrifice of atonement for the whole of humanity, for all people of the past, the present and the future. And if the human being wants this problem to become comprehensible to him, then he will also be given the understanding for it. Nevertheless, there must be messengers who receive and pass on my pure word, and every one of good will also feel inwardly touched when he is given information about the extent to which Jesus was God and Roman one, as your God and Father, became human. But the degree of his understanding depends on the degree of love which fills a person's heart. Love will kindle a light for him and he will also recognize the light of eternity, which itself became human in order to redeem people from sin and death. Amen.